Blog Talk Radio.
Jay's bump you song, not the bump you song, but the old school get hype song, and just much, much more news, weather, all that, and more. The 3-minute commentary that's coming at you right about now. This is Jay Ryle Show. It is the Wednesday edition. T.O., it's time to get the party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The Jay Ryle Show starts now.
Boom! Never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. 3 additional people were charged in federal court today in connection with the Boston Marathon bombings, including 1 American and 2 Kazakh students. We were friends with accused bomber Zhahar Chernayev. NPR's Tobia Smith reports prosecutors accused the 3 of obstruction of justice and conspiracy.
The students are not charged with helping plan the attack, but rather with hiding evidence and misleading authorities after realizing their friend was the prime suspect. Prosecutors say U.S. citizen Robel Filipos lied to investigators 3 times before finally confessing that he and 2 friends took Tsarnaev's laptop and his backpack, which was full of fireworks. Diaz, Kondorbayev, and Azmat Tuzayakov then agreed to throw it out, according to court papers, in a dumpster at their apartment. Authorities recovered the backpack days later from a nearby landfill. Defense attorneys say the students didn't realize it had any value as evidence and insist they were just as horrified by the Boston attack as everyone else. Tobia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
President Obama today nominated veteran Congressman Melvin Watt to lead the agency overseeing mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. NPR Scott Horsley reports Watt is one of 2 new regulators nominated at the White House today.
The federal government took over Fannie and Freddie in the midst of the housing crisis. And while real estate markets are rebounding in many parts of the country, President Obama says there's still more work to do.
We've got more folks to help. We've got responsible homeowners who've never missed a payment but aren't allowed to refinance. We've got working families who are doing everything right but still owe more on their homes than they're worth.
If confirmed, Watt would replace Edward DeMarco, a holdover from the Bush administration, who's blocked some of those White House initiatives, warning they'd put taxpayers at risk. Obama also nominated Tom Wheeler, a longtime lobbyist for the cable and wireless industries, to head the FCC. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Wrapping up its 2-day meeting in Washington, the interest rate-setting arm of the Federal Reserve says it is sticking by its plan to buy $85 billion worth of bonds a month, an effort to jumpstart the economy. The Fed in its end of meeting statement describing the economy as expanding, but only modestly. John Sylvia is chief economist at Wells Fargo. He says the Fed may have been taken somewhat by surprise by the expiration of payroll tax cuts and reductions in government spending.
It does tell me that probably the extent of this fiscal policy being restrictive caught the Fed a little bit off guard. They really weren't ready to see the impact that it evidently did have, let's say in terms of retail sales or the manufacturing numbers that have come out in the last month.
Fed says it will continue to buy assets until the jobs picture improves. Private sector was still adding jobs last month, though at the slowest pace in 7 months. The private payroll processing firm ADP says the economy added just 199,000 private sector jobs. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 138 points. You're listening to NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Real quick, can you think of 5 things that you're thankful for? Real quick, right now. Let's go. I'll wait. Now, the reason why I ask this question is because I think sometimes we don't sit back, or step back, I should say, and think about all the things that we should be thankful for. Because most of the people that I know, they bitch and complain about stuff. Oh, I wish that I had this. I wish I had that. I wish that I could live with this person. I wish I can go with this person. But have you sat back and thought about the things that you do have? You don't have to be rich to be blessed, folks. You know, one of the things that we do here on this show is we do a segment called Have You Seen Me? Now, there are parents out there who probably bitch and complain about everything that's going on or going wrong in their lives. And trust me, it's a legitimate gripe. If you're not happy with the way things are going in your personal lives, you have every right in the world to be disgusted and maybe complain. But you know what I always say, you know, don't talk about it, be about it. If you don't like the way or the situation that you're in, you need to try to improve that situation. I talk about this all the time. I tell people, listen, if you're living from paycheck to paycheck, what do you need to do to change that situation? What do you need to do to change the channel? Because that's what it's all about, changing the channel. Watching another TV show. Life is a TV show. If you're not happy with something, you change the channel. So once again, five things that you're thankful for. Shouldn't be hard. You know, you may say, look, I don't have anything to be thankful for, Jay. I don't have a job. I just lost my house. You know, my car is about to be repoed. You know, my wife can't stand me. You tell me what I have in that scenario that I just said to you. You tell me what I should be thankful for. I'll tell you one thing right off the top of the bat. Be thankful that you're alive. Now, some may say, no, I don't want to be alive. Then you're on a whole different trip, and that's something that, you know, you need professional help on. But let me tell you this, and I promise you this, that somewhere in the world, there's someone that loves you. There is. There's someone who cares about you. I don't care if you're homeless. There's a relative somewhere that misses you and loves you. And if you don't have anything else to fall back on, think about the fact that God the Father loves you. Think about that, you know, the man upstairs loves you. Or should I say loves you? My mother would get me for not using that S. So once again, think about the things that you're thankful for instead of complaining about the things that you're not. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. M-E-S?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Ain't a damn thing crack-a-lackin', Mr. M-E-S. How are you feeling on this beautiful day, Big Daddy?
Well rested, my brother. Well rested.
Well rested. What the hell does that mean? It means you've been asleep all day? What does that mean, Mr. M-E-S?
Yeah. It means I've been asleep all day. Well rested, yes.
Yeah, sleep all day. So what time did you get up this morning, Mr. Elias?
I think about 11:30.
Oh, okay. What time did you go to bed last night, Mr. Elias?
I didn't go till about 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning. Yeah.
I said last night. That's this morning. Yeah, so you did not go to bed last night, other words.
No, other words, no, I didn't.
So what did you do? Why were you up until 5:30 in the morning, Mr. Elias?
Just watching TV, enjoying myself, man. Yeah.
How are you enjoying yourself, Mr. Elias, outside of watching TV?
Well, I watched this movie called City of Gold, City of God, and it was out of Brazil. So, you know, it made me kind of reminisce about when I was in Brazil. So I watched
You
that.
Saw a movie called City of God, and it reminded you of when you were
in
when
Brazil.
You were in Brazil.
Yeah.
How did you associate that? Because while you were in Brazil, you were sitting your ass off. So how do you bring God and what you did in Brazil together? I'm just curious.
Well, the City of God was the name of a town in Brazil. And that's what
it's called, the City of God. That's what it's called.
It didn't stop me from sinning, Jay. It was what it was.
Okay,
the City of God.
All right. Okay. It must be a nasty reason. We're moving on. Thank you, Miss Elias. Jesus Christ. No, it is going with your ass. Yeah, that's what it is.
Whatever.
What the hell?
She's the queen of the city
the
of God. Yes, the liar, liar.
Liar,
pass
liar.
On fire, fire. Turn your mic on. Turn your mic on. Gotta remind your ass. Turn your mic off. Turn your mic off.
So they can't do this all day.
Okay, I'm bad. So pick it up.
Never steal.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audio.
Bow down to the nosy one, not noisy one. Bow down to the nosy one. Hello, Dr. Princess Ardea, the queen of inspiration. Where might you be today? Oh, God.
Well, it's not that loud here. I'm actually getting ready to leave a coffee shop. And
really?
Not that, yeah, it's not that loud here. What are you talking about?
You drink the hell out of coffee. Every time we turn around, you're outside in public. Do you not have a house?
Yes, I do. I actually, I have a thing.
Why are
with
you talking like
shop.
That?
I have a thing with coffee. You know what, Jay? I'm not going there with you today. I have a thing with coffee shops, though. I love them.
Do you really?
And yeah. I do, and I can focus very much.
Can it be the free Wi-Fi? Can it be the free Wi-Fi? You just don't want to pay for Wi-Fi.
No.
Can it be the free Wi-Fi?
No, I have that at home. But
oh, do you really?
About, yes, it is. It's just the coffee shop I get away. A lot of times I'm trying to stay awake, but today it was just, I was actually
oh, really?
Headed home. I was actually headed oh. home, and my daughter asked me to review something for her online.
Did she really?
I pulled
yeah.
over on the side of the road, and yeah. now I just got submerged yeah. into other things that I was doing.
So, oh,
yeah,
really?
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You like to speak to Miss Elias now, or maybe later.
Yes, hello. No, hello, Miss
Elias.
How are you?
Hello. I am doing excellent, Dr. Lee. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Glad
Thank you
hear.
For asking.
Glad
yeah.
to hear.
Thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Well, I guess tonight's going to be a good night, huh?
I guess. I don't know what you mean by that, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it's gonna be good.
Wow. Do you have any type of liquor in your coffee? Liqueur?
No, some liqueur. I would love to have a little something, and I will have a glass of wine when I get to the house. But
really?
Not right now. So yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What kind of liquor would you like to have in your coffee? Perfect.
If I were to have liquor in my coffee.
Oh,
I would have what is that?
Called liquor.
No, it's not called liquor.
What
I'm
is it called?
How much
it's
you
not
know.
French. Well, apparently you don't know either because you just can't think of the name, but you're crazy ass.
Give me a minute.
Okay, while you
try
to figure that out, we got things to do. Okay, thank you very much. We're moving on. Thank you.
Can you just
hold on? Light the damn match. Yeah, we're going to hold on. We light the match right now. You hold on. Drunk ass.
Yes.
What would be, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet.
Right.
Kahlua.
Mr. Elias, give her a moment, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay.
Okay.
You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. No, I would not. I'm talking about my kid. My kid, yes. Anybody else, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama.
Yes.
I guess she was, y'all. Looking good. Yeah, from Killer Kill, she was out. Her hair was thick as hell. I want to ride Momo Beast, baby, baby, baby. And my James Evan laughs. What's that, Momo Beast?
Yeah, that is James Evan. Oh, my God, it was James Guy. Damn, damn, damn.
Damn,
Hi.
Hello again.
Hello, everybody. Hello, J-Vibes.
Hello.
And my sister.
How are you tonight?
Hey, what's up with my sister? You sound mellow, my sister. You sound a mellow over there.
I am mellow, baby. I'm mellow.
Oh, she called
her
baby, too.
Somebody gonna get some tail feather tonight.
Oh, dang. Well, hello. So, what up, girl? How are you doing? I mean, how is everything going in your life as of right now, baby?
I had some reverb. Yeah, get that out.
I can't do this. Well, it was your girl. Turn her mic off and listen. Oh. It's nothing but, yes. Dr. Mitchell D, you need to hang up and call back in because apparently you got some raggedy stuff going on, but you're in a good mood, so we definitely want to talk to your old wig-wearing ass tonight. Hello, Momo B, baby.
Hello. I'm all right. You know, things are going smooth. You know, I was in a terrible car crash a couple of weeks ago, and it just pains me to talk about it.
I'm sorry, girl.
It's treacherous.
She said it was treacherous. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, God, baby. We sure hate that you're in a treacherous situation. But hopefully, you're treacherous.
The Momo B telethon is coming on. So,
you said telethon. What was the tour fund? You mean the car tour fund? I didn't know they had one of those. A car tour fund. Okay. So the Momo B car tour fund is on. Okay. Wow.
Yes. So we're taking donations right here live on the J Riles show.
We need donations on the J King Network,
on the Princess Lodea show, on every show.
She ain't got no show.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, we are taking donations. We trying to get Momo B that 1975 Oldsmobile Cutlass. It's all pitched in.
Stop joking, because this is serious. You want to make a joke about it.
Oh, it's 75 Cutlass.
He thinks everything is so funny, and trust me.
Oh, they hear you. Hey, let me tell you something. You ain't going to do this tonight, Heffa.
Let me tell you something. Hello. Pull yourself together, my brother. Tonight is a beautiful night. We're going to have a good time.
I'm starting to get aroused, Dr. Prince. Did you change your voice, please? I'm starting to think about something here. All right, welcome in, folks. It is Wednesday. This is the J Riles Show. The gang's all here. 10 minutes before the hour. Coming up, 10 good minutes. And Dr. Prince, I need a favor from you during 10 good minutes. I want you to find someone at the coffee shop. We want to ask them, what is so alluring about the coffee shop? We want to get a damn full live report. So you're good at walking up to people that you don't damn know. So why don't you put your talents to use tonight? We want to talk to someone in about 30 seconds.
Okay, well, make it quick because I have to leave this coffee shop. I have some place to be. But we will do it. Go ahead.
We don't want to hold you. Let's get right into it then, girl.
Ten good minutes.
All right, so it's time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. 10 good minutes is where we kind of talk about whatever's on our mind. And so tonight,
they want to ask. What's so intriguing about a coffee shop? Now you come here, I've seen you here twice. You're here as much as I'm here. So would you like to, this is free Wi-Fi, and this is live and it's on the J Riles show. Okay? So they're teasing me. They think I reside in a coffee shop. But could you please let them know what's so intriguing? What is your name though?
My name is Rachel, and I think what's so intriguing about it is it's just kind of a relaxed atmosphere, and people come and go, and you can get some work done. There's some people watching.
Rachel, let me ask you a question, baby. Now, the person that just handed you the phone, does she look like she's drunk and deranged?
Come on. You know you can do this. You can do this.
my darling. What's so
intriguing
about
her? Rachel. She just going from she crazy. We can't even talk to Rachel. She done moved over to somebody else.
She done forgot how to do.
She crazy. She nuts. She nuts.
Where's Rachel? We want Rachel back.
You guys are scaring the people. Someone else is trying to say something.
Okay, can you introduce? Can we talk to them for a second, please? Thank you.
Yeah, we want to help to them. Converse.
Oh, I want to converse. Okay, hold on. Now, what's your name, sir?
That's what we do.
Eric?
On radio shows.
Okay, this is Eric. Eric, this is Joe, Mr. Elias, and Momo B.
That was ridiculous, man. We know how the hell we're doing.
Hello.
Hello, Eric. How you doing? Welcome into the show, my brother, my partner. So let me ask you something, Eric. The question is, we want to know what's so intriguing about hanging out at the coffee shop.
It's pretty quiet, and you can have a free internet. And it's very relaxing.
I knew it.
Very relaxing, isn't it? Now, let me ask you another question, Eric. Now, the person who just handed you the phone, does she look crazy and deranged, and is she sweating right about now?
No, she doesn't.
Let me ask you another question, Eric. This is just between me and you.
How does she look on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I want to know. What would you say how she looked between a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being butt ugly and 10 being beautiful as hell.
I'll say...
12. Eric, what? Bye, Eric. Okay, give me the phone back, Eric. You've been drinking. Okay, Eric, thank you very much for participating. Give me the phone, Eric. You lost your damn mind. All right, let's, everybody, hold on. This is not
good. Don't do that.
What did you
say? Don't do that. He said 12.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Hold on, I like it. Okay, we're in the middle of a survey, light skin, so forgive all the noise. Okay, Dr. Pinto, do you get a phone to somebody else?
Preferably
another guy.
What?
Yes.
Why do you want another
guy? You know what? J-Rao, when he said 12, you should have started singing, "You are the sunshine."
I knew he was on the little yellow school bus. I knew he was on the little yellow school bus when he said 12. That's one of them special kids.
Give him the damn phone. What are you doing? That's what that means. You got thrown out. They realized that you were crazy and deranged. Thank you, Dr. Prince Rodea. That was great.
They don't talking up anyway, you moron. But he said a 12. Would you like another one? Do you want somebody else to say something?
Yeah. Give us someone. Yeah, we want to make sure. Give someone that doesn't have a white cane and some shades on. Get another brother.
No, my sister, the scale was on a scale of 1 to... The scale was from 1 to 50.
Let me tell you this. Hey, darkness.
Yes, white skin. Yes, yes.
She's at a special coffee shop.
She has what?
What the hell?
She's at a special coffee shop.
It's a special coffee shop. Oh my God.
Oh, Mr. J. King.
Yes, it is. Like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. She just crazy. She gonna talk all loud.
It's a comedy show. Okay, it's like. So please,
they looking at you. They can figure that out already. They don't need you to tell them that.
When I give you the call, if you would like to, would you let me ask you a question? The question is, why do you find the coffee shop so intriguing? And they may ask you something else because I have no control when I hand the phone over to you. Okay, so this is the J. Ryle Show. Would you like to do that for me? Just really quick.
mercy.
You ready? You are so cool. You are so cool. You have nothing to lose. This is a one-moment claimer thing, and we've only got a few minutes because we're in the 10th minute. Okay, and what's your name, though? Your name is John. John. Okay, guys. John, this is Mr. Elias, J-Real, J-T, and my sister, Momogi, on the J-Real show, okay? All right, hold on. Guys, please behave, okay? Don't embarrass me. Thank you. Hold on.
I think you've already done that.
Hello?
Oh, is this John?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, John. This is, you're on live on the J-Real show. Are you nervous of being on the radio?
You know, I'm actually kind of, I feel like I'm far enough away from it where I'm not that nervous.
Okay, you're not that nervous. Okay, so let me ask you a question, John. We're doing a survey, a live survey on the street, and we're asking people why do they hang out at the coffee shop? What's so intriguing about being at the coffee shop?
They write my checks.
Uh-oh. There. Oh. It says it all.
Bingo, we got a live one.
Okay. Let me ask you something else, John. The lady who just gave you the phone, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being ugly as hell and 10 being fine as hell, where would you put her on that scale?
I think she's fine as hell. I think she's a 10. She's fine as hell.
She's a
what?
Let me
ask you a question.
A 2?
No, I'm sorry. It's a 10. 10.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
Think
let me ask you a question. John, where did you go to school?
Where did I go to school?
Uh-huh. Where did you go to school?
I'm going to school at OCC.
Okay, now let me ask you, I mean, where did you go? Did you ever ride a little yellow school bus?
No, I did not.
Brother, we don't, the only reason I'm asking you that, John, is because a lot of guys that rode a little yellow school bus, a lot of people that rode the little yellow school bus, they said that Dr. Princess was fine, but only those people. That's the only reason I'm asking.
Only those ones? No one else?
That's it, John. That's it. The only people that rode on that bus. Listen, John, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for participating
you,
in our live survey, John. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem.
Woo!
You want to get the phone back now?
Yeah, you can give the phone back to that crazy woman
okay.
That's running around in your coffee shop.
Okay.
There
you
go.
Thank you.
Rich
sister says she got a special coffee shop with them balls.
What's the matter with you?
No. Thank you, Dr. Princess, for that. That was horrible. You suck. All right, look, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by the Rizzo, 5020 Highway 78. In Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat 14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Den at the J. Ryle Show sent you. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. It's time for a weather update and the old-school Get Hyped song, J. Ryle Show, with my boy, Mr. Elias, Mama BZ and the Easy, the crazy one and drunk one, Dr. Prince is out there, yeah. And my boy Lion's Skin. Listen, folks, think about this. The QOD tonight, phone lines will be open after the break. Somebody told you that you suck in bed. What you going to do about it? We got the answers coming up on the other side. This is J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Jen Carfagno with a look at your national forecast. Big mess today. We've got snow in Denver and Cheyenne, eventually snow in Minneapolis, and then we have a lot of rain in the southeast. Plus the temperature story. A lot of warmth here. Temperatures may hit record levels again today in Texas. Very warm and humid in the southeast and frigidly cold coming in behind our system. 33 for a high on Wednesday for you in Denver. Very cold overnight tonight into tomorrow. And we'll watch for the cold air to match up with our front. It means some snow all the way down into the Texas Panhandle. Amarillo, where you saw a Monday high of 97, could find temperatures near freezing with snow in your forecast by Thursday. Here's that cold air. 39, high temperature in Kansas City. Minneapolis, 39 degrees. And Friday's forecast is going to be a similar one with our system not moving very much. So we keep the chance for rain and snow mix from Wisconsin through Iowa all the way down through Kansas City. And temperatures are again going to remain very chilly underneath that system. Only 42 in Kansas City. But if you're on the flip side of the storm system, you're looking great. Sunny and 67 in D.C. The West Coast looks warm as well. Phoenix, 92 on Friday. L.A. will be 85 degrees with dry conditions.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
time for the old school get hype song, dog.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a strata, bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wish your kid was dancing a jig. Here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. Just bite it, just for the look, I don't light it. Still wait to hand me on the hand, stay off late. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha-ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber duck. No love for the haters, mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prison, it's your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop in the winter order. I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's slacking them? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top. With the ribbon, crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Okay?
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Phone lines are now open. You can call in. It's 6 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the J. Riles Show. And of course, I'm never here by my damn self. I'm hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the L. What's up, let me tell you?
Man, what's crackin' lagging, baby? What's crackin' lagging?
And of course, my girl, Mama BZ in the Heezy.
Yes, the M to the O to the Mo to the B. Yes.
She's been working on some lyrics. She's been working on some lyrics. Nah, 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 getting jiggy with it, baby,
right.
Of course.
Nah, 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 nah,
Yeah,
doll, sing again. Sing it. And Dr. Prince's idea,
like
the very drunk one at the coffee cafe.
Oh,
hey, Dr.
Now.
Prince's idea. How you doing, girl?
I am doing so well, so well, so well. How's everyone?
Ooh, I hope you ain't driving. I hope you ain't driving wherever you're going. And of course, Lightning is in the house. Whatever Lightning is.
Slipping into darkness.
Badoo, badoo, boom, badoo. Oh, damn. Yeah, the game's out here.
Are you in somebody's driveway?
Yes.
Is Dr. Princess in somebody's driveway?
Well, I don't know where she is. She was. She's drinking.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Hello.
No,
you're
welcome.
Hello. Hey,
light skin. There you go again. Light skin walking up in here, not saying hello to nobody, anybody.
That's
nothing.
Right.
That's right. Hello. 2,933.
Oh, man. That's a funny
message. Something. I laugh about this every single time because it's funny to me. I really do. It's funny. And I love it. But I'm waiting for the day. I'm waiting for the day when Mr. Elliot steps in like, wait a minute, hold up. Don't be counting down. Don't be counting nothing. I got this. I'm waiting for that day.
I'm going back now.
You're going to be waiting
a long time, baby.
Yo, J-Rod, you want to talk? For me.
Wait a minute, let me get it clear. Why would you say that,
Elias?
Why would you say
I'm going to go a long time? Why? You know what, Mama B? You know something? This brother's getting in shape to make you happy. Why would I want to block your happiness?
Oh, damn.
Well,
you freak like that.
Question. Why would you say, you was like, nah, you're going to be waiting a long time. That's disrespectful. Where's Ernest with the playback? Why would you say that? Like, come on. Now, you can't
because
defend.
I don't believe in blocking. Because I don't believe in blocking your happiness.
You don't want to block your happiness. No, time out. You don't want to block my happiness. And I appreciate that. But you're not going to step up. You're not going to step up to do what you can. Hello?
No, he want to say how many licks it takes to get to the center of the game.
Crazy people up in the house, folks. All right, once again, it is the J-Rod Show. It is Wednesday. We're glad you guys are in the house. If you're listening during the week, and I tell you what, I promise you that next week we will be on air, man, because I've already created all the – I do. I promise. We've created all the marquee stuff. It's done. I'm ready to go. So I promise you will get some live J-Rod Show, but not live J-Rod Show during the week. I promise you this. Let's tell you, shut up. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Rich Sister on the line, my brother.
Rich Sister, hey, baby.
How y'all doing?
I'm surprised you called in tonight.
Rich
I'm shocked. You'll give you the Purple Heart for calling in tonight. It's going to be crazy. You called in. Wow.
Oh, Rich Sister.
Oh, you heard me, Daddy. Don't bite me. Don't bite me.
Yeah, don't bite. Don't you
so everybody's going to okay.
We're doing great, Rich Sister.
I just said sister, and then you come right behind me, just bite.
No. Okay, all right. I ain't even saying nothing.
You are calling
in. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Dr. Princess.
I know who you're talking about, but that's my sister. We got a sister thing going down.
So y'all stole that name. We've already determined that y'all stole that name from a magazine. But look, Rich Sister will call in the air with this. Rich Sister, baby, I'm surprised that you called in tonight. I really am surprised. Did you even read the marquee?
She called every night.
Yeah, but she didn't call in when it's on one of these nights. Rich Sister, did you read the marquee just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I saw it.
You did?
What did it say? Because I missed it.
Oh.
What did it say, Rich Sister?
Oh, well, you know, it's right up your damn alley. Yeah.
You
okay,
because,
all right.
What did it say, Rich Sister? Enlighten me, because I don't know what it said.
Yeah. Hello, Rich Sister.
And let me explain.
Oh, Rich Sister, Rich Sister, Rich Sister.
Rich Sister.
We got Uncle Finger going on again.
I never
is this an excuse? Is this an excuse? Listen, you gotta get that Raggedy Thang thing. Go to Radio Shack and get another name. Handshake, girl. Oh, I hate one. Oh, Miss Elliott, are you ready, Miss Elliott?
Yes, I am. My brother.
Right, skin, you ready? Pitlock, are you ready? Mama B, let's do this. Sister, you're doing us a favor, girl. Every time you call in, baby. Woo, I love it. I love it. I love it. Rich sister, hang in there. All right, listen, folks. It is 12 after the hour, I know. All right, want to say what's up to some folks. I'll be in on tag in a second. Want to say what's up to everybody in the J. King Network. Also want to say what's up to everybody on WCWK Radio. And, of course, if you're here listening live on the TGRS Radio Network, we got work to do. I can't wait to talk about this one.
What's up to Pretty Rickhead? What's up to Pretty Rickhead? Wherever you are,
Yeah, well, that could be true. All right, look, Nikhil, these are the question of the day. The question of the day is, what would you do if your mate told you that you sucked in bed, that you can't do a damn thing, that you are a limpo? So that's it, 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the Nikhil needs the question of the day. What would you do if your mate say, damn it, get your ass up out of here and put your damn shoes on? Miss Elias, man, you know I got to go to you first now.
Well,
Elias,
if you were telling me it was that bad, and she said, get out here and get yourself out of here, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to pull a Bernie Mac on
him. You're stupid. You are stupid. Okay.
Hey, you didn't get yours. I'm sorry you didn't.
Hey,
I'm out of here.
Miss Elias, hold up, bro. It's got to be more serious than that. Miss Elias, if this woman telling you, bro, that you just can't put it down, dog, are you telling me what you're going to do, Miss Elias?
So I don't know how it would happen. But,
what?
You know, if it happened, it happened.
What do you mean if it happens, it happens? What the hell does that mean? What do you mean if it happens, it happens? What does that mean, Elias?
I'll be concerned and say, well, what didn't I do right? And if she did a laundry list and stuff, I'm like, hey, man, you want too much. Take it easy. I'm out of here.
Stupid. Okay, hold on now. Think about this now. What could possibly be? Now, a woman probably would say to you, you know, you too fast. That probably has to be the only thing that, you know.
I never had that happen, Jay.
You never had that happen? Okay, yeah, right. Okay, you never had that happen before?
Nah, never have.
Okay.
Never
have.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Always told me, make sure you come back for more.
I can't
take
the noise.
Well, tell him to stop lying then. The truth means he don't lie. He lied. Tell him to stop lying. It won't bother if you stop telling them damn lies.
I can't wait to the day. You know what? I can't wait to the day when you can do your whatever your noise is, and I can say,
hi there.
Yo,
six.
You're lying.
Six.
Mr. Elias is all questioning.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you're drunk as hell. Here comes somebody else lying. Here comes another one.
At the mess, there was a man and woman having sex. Yeah. At the right, there were two men having sex. No, I was sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Yes! Hollywood!
Hollywood Squares!
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Six
is for sex, Miss Tammy. Hey, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
Why you say it like that?
Hey, Mama B. Hey, everybody.
I'm
Miss Terry.
Hey, Miss Terry, how you doing?
Now, Mama, what was that you were saying before Miss Terry came in and you can't wait to do what now?
I'm going to say this. Can we say hi to Miss Terry first before you try to get your jollies off, please?
Yeah, you need to play the music. Somebody play the music behind there. We just got to
say hi. We just trying to say hi. Miss Terry, excuse me. Can we find out?
No. First of all, we got to say hi to you. Who are you again? I forgot. We got to say hi to you.
Oh, my Lord. One of those shows. It's going to be one of those shows. Lord have mercy. Wow. Alrighty then. So,
oh, my Lord.
It's going to be one of those shows. Oh, my goodness. So, hello, Miss Terry. How are you doing today, Miss Terry?
I am wonderful. Yes, Miss Terry. I love you, Miss Terry. Hey.
No, you remember her name, okay. The question of the day, what would you do if your mate told you that you sucked in the barrel? So let me ask you, Miss Terry, since you just popped up in there. What if your man say, hey, girl, that booty ain't no damn good. Get it out of my damn house.
Ain't nobody ever told me that.
Okay, well, yeah, right, whatever. Okay, you lied to the truth.
You lied.
It's the first time for every damn thing, Sherlock.
My first time ain't happened yet. Has yours a couple of times?
You lie, and the truth ain't in you.
That's why the team was inspired to do this QOD.
Don't use the I word. Do not use the I word if you're going to mute land.
No I words
tonight.
Inspired.
Inspiration. Sit your drunk ass down. So anyway.
Inspiration inspired.
Okay, I'm going to hit the eye. Okay, so, all right, Miss Terry. Miss Terry. So, let's say somebody said, girl, I don't know what's up with you. You used to be the queen, but damn it, you're something wrong. So what can you possibly do to change that scenario?
It's so hard for me to answer. I don't know. I don't know.
I know. You're not doing some things right when you do certain things like the teeth in the way.
Call me.
Alright, Miss Terry.
I don't know, Jay. Huh?
Okay, Miss Terry.
What? What did he say? I didn't hear him.
He said, what if you use your damn teeth? And he said, you use your teeth too much.
I use my teeth too much.
Look.
That's exactly what I've done. I'm an expert.
Hold on, you don't know what you're talking about. You lie, Miss Terry.
She dropped.
She dropped. Yeah, she hung up.
Yeah, she dropped.
Yeah, okay.
Put him in the
back
of the
hour.
Ask me.
Okay, I'm going to ask you. Oh, well, Rich Sister, call her back and hold her. She's a trooper. I've got to get this answer. All right, Rich Sister. Agree with Sister here, Ms. Elias. Okay, Rich Sister. Okay, Rich Sister. Okay, Rich Sister put in the chat room that she'll state her answer in the chat room. Rich Sister, baby, you got Aqua Boogie going on, but let's try it again, Rich Sister. So, Rich Sister, let me tell you, your man said, baby, you know, I love the fact that we going to church and we read, you know, we read the scriptures every night, we hold our hands and we praying at dinner. But let me just tell you, baby, you got some bad booty. What you gonna do about that, Rich Sister?
I would tell them to give me some pointers because obviously he's speaking from experience.
Oh yeah, why you gotta go hard like that? Why you got to go hard like that? That was unnecessary. Oh damn.
She said to her that she's not doing stuff right. She wants you to tell her what to do. Like, let me know what I'm doing wrong. That is how it's supposed to be done.
If I'm not satisfying
you, then you need to let me know what I'm doing wrong.
But let me ask you a question. I guess I need to. What can a woman actually? Is there even such a thing as a woman having bad booty?
Yes, there is.
Richard Pryor said,
people want a certain way. It doesn't have to be bad necessarily, but it's just not what I want. It's all about what you want and what you like. If you don't like it, lift it up.
If you like it down,
then that's it. Then tell me what you like. It's all about telling me what you like. That's it.
She started getting Ordelia in. Richard Pryor said the word Ordelia.
No, I'm not getting Ordelia because
whatever.
Richard Pryor said the worst it could ever be is very good.
That's true.
Okay, so Dr. Prince O'Dea, let me ask you something, Dr. Prince
O'Dea. Oh, Lord.
You at the coffee shop. You just got through drinking some caramel macchiato. And I want you to think about this, because we got to take a break. I want you to think about this QOD. And what if somebody told you you had some bad poontang? What would you do if somebody told you that you had some bad poontang? And they say it ain't happening. Yeah, so all right, listen, we're going to step out and take a quick break. We'll be back with Dr. Prince's Ideas Answers. Plus, we'll also figure out and hear what's coming up at the top of the hour on the J. King Network. The music business, the way I see it, all that and more is coming up, folks. Don't go nowhere. It's the J. Ryle Show. We are in full effect. We told you that you was going to laugh your ass off. Here's that number one more time, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, the Cleveland Police Department is currently asking for the public's help in locating a 16-year-old missing male. Emmanuel Calloway was last seen April 23rd at approximately 11 p.m. at his home in the 10,000 block of Drexel Avenue. Emmanuel is described as a black male. He's 6'5", weighs 140 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. He also has a mustache. Anyone with information as to the whereabouts of young Emmanuel Calloway is asked to contact the 5th District Detective Bureau at 216-623-5518. That number once again is 216-623-5518. We pray for the safe return of young Emmanuel, and we also will keep his family in our prayers. If you know of someone of color who's missing and you'd like for them to be featured on this segment, then all you have to do is contact us via email at thejryleshow@live.com. That's the J R I L show and live.com. Or you can contact us via Facebook. Just go to the TJRS Radio Network, go to our page, leave the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J Ryle, and that's J-A-Y-R-I-L. We pray for all missing people, regardless of color. Until next time,
I'm Jay, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Right here on the TGRS Radio Network online radio at its best. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station
for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
But the next face you see
may be a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272 Wednesday, J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are in the house. And want to say thank you to everyone who has made just very good comments about the Have You Seen Me segment. It's something that we are very, very passionate about, and we're going to continue to do it. And I want to thank Miss Terry, because Miss Terry has really stepped up to the plate and has really started, you know, getting that information into us. So, Miss Terry, I want to publicly thank you for your efforts and what we do and trying to locate these missing people and missing children and folks of color.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Right. Coming up at the top of the hour, the J. King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. Light Skin, man, what are you talking about tonight?
I really don't know. You know, I got a broadcast going tonight. I'm going, you know, it's going to be independent music. I don't know. Lynn Tolliver was the one who added everything tonight. So it's going to be, you know, but it's going to be a good subject, whatever it is. It's always informative and always about the music business along with the music, so.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely. And, you know, you know, one of the things that, I got a message, Miss Elias, from someone, and they accused, and it kind of bothered me a little bit, to be perfectly honest with you. Someone said Uh-oh. That, you know, we're racist because we're focusing our attention on, you know, black kids, that, you know, you should be concerned about all children. And one of the things that that you hear in that segment is, look, we pray for all missing children, but we have to focus attention on our kids, because if we
That's
don't
right.
do it, who else will? And
no,
there aren't a lot of media outlets that do. I think you're the only media outlet that does it on
yes,
any consistent basis. So
you are.
You know, so you
yeah.
know, so you have to do it. I mean, they have all kinds of media outlets, you know, that do that for them. For other kids, you know, we don't have anybody
recognize,
our kids,
realize.
So I'm glad you do it.
Tell
them
to kiss my ass.
How
about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm
pretty
yeah,
sure
thank they... you. I'm yeah. with you. I'm with you, Mr.
There we go. Can we not be so insensitive?
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not on this one, sister. Not on this one, sister. Not on this one.
You know what? The reason why Dr. Princess is saying that is because she kissed on a pink weenie.
Anyway, the only thing I'm saying is
you went crack-a-lack before. You told
us. We are radio personalities, and we are responsible for how we do distribute our information.
Look, Princess.
Go ahead,
can I say one thing?
Yeah,
Princess.
Yeah, go ahead, Donna.
Princess, there was a girl missing today. She's 6 years old. She was snatched from school. She was black. She was left on the side of the road wet. Some lady snatched her. It was not even media attention. It got an Amber Alert, but no one even knew. So don't get me started on African-Americans not being, you know, we need to get on it.
Right.
Pay for your child to be snatched like that.
Right.
Now.
And when the other people come on and say, oh, yeah, y'all not looking out for us, you're just looking out for your own kind, I'm sorry you feel that way. Next. That's it. That's all we can give you is, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's it. I ain't got no time to delve in what we feel. So
it's
if
very
you want to
clear.
Go on, and you,
I
you,
want
you
to be very clear.
If you want to take out them and say what you want to say, you can do that. You can do that. But
I want to be very clear in what I'm saying. Allow me.
Let her talk. Give her an opportunity to respond. Go ahead, Dr. Priscilla Dia.
That's the point. We understand.
Allow
me. We do.
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
Right now we're talking about this little girl that's missing. That's what we're talking about. You need to focus. Don't focus on being right and pleasing all. We're not pleasing all right now. We're looking for somebody. And that's what gets me so fucking mad about this whole
thing. Hey, watch your mouth! Jesus Christ! Missing children of America, we're looking for you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. We're going to reset the table here. We're going to step out so we can all get our sisters together here real quick. We'll come back with some more laughs and giggles. But seriously, for all the missing children out there, we pray for all families who have missing kids because it's not something that any parent should have to go through. And we're not going to sit here and get mad at our white brothers and sisters because they have the means to do what they need to do, plus the white media. We just got to do what we have to do. You said it right, light skin. We just got to be the ones to voice our own opinions. So that's what it's all about. No more, no less. All right, we're going to start by taking a real quick one. We'll be right back. We'll be back with some more laughs, folks. Don't go anywhere. Jay Ryle Show, Wednesday night.
What we going to do is go back out. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
But mom is right. It started in prison, and it's a sign. I always tell young men when I see that that's a sign that a gay man would pull his pants down and like that to know, let the other guys know, I'm ready to get trapped.
Right.
Oh my God. Let how would you have that inside information, Les?
Oh my goodness.
I got my ear to the street left. I'm in with all kind of cool cats. That's what I do. I ain't never came across that information.
Rewind.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen. In the damn refrigerator. Eating up all the food. All the chicken. All the pig feet. All the collard greens. All the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Wednesday night, folks. It's a quarter to the top of the hour. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Ellie Essie. What's up, Mr. Ellie Essie?
Man, I have smelled your chip for 22 years. You can smell mine for five.
You stupid. And Momo BZ in the Heezy. What's up, Momo B?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Princess, I tell you the quick thing.
Yes.
What the hell is that? Alrighty, I don't know what the hell that was. Okay, Dr. Princess, I'm the queen of inspiration. Hey, doctor.
Hello, and love you, Momo B.
And light skins in the house. What's a light skin?
Hey, Momo B. I don't lick nothing. I got the knife with you. I'm cutting with you, baby. I'm cutting with you.
Oh, my God. So you're going to gang me? You're
going to
gang on me?
Okay, Dr. Prince O'Dean, we moved on, Dr. Prince O'Dean. We still say hello to people. Hello. Stop, please. Thank you.
There's no such thing as ganging on somebody. You're going to gang on me?
Oh, God. You're get off me. And Miss Terry's in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, let's check and see if Rich Sister's back because she has. Let's see what this is. Let's see. All right. Listen to that. Yes. Rich Sister got them fancy phones. Oh, got music while you're on hold. That's what I'm talking about.
I want to talk on that one.
That's right. All right, look, the Kill needs a question of the day. We're asking you folks, what would you do if your mate told you that you sucked in bed, that you cannot put it down, light skin? Let me ask you the question, doll. What would you do, man?
Yes.
What would you do, light skin?
I tell her I suck like a catfish. Yeah.
All right. So, okay, Dr. Princess O'Dea, I don't think we asked you. What would you do, Dr. Princess O'Dea, if somebody said to you, your maid said, you know what, baby? You may, look, the price is right, but the booty just ain't right. What can you do, baby, to turn that whole situation around? What would you say? How would you respond to that, Dr. Princess O'Dea?
Well, I've never had that happen before.
Here we go with lies.
Absolutely.
Sex guys, videotape, whatever.
Then lies is alibi.
Yeah, honey, let me tell you. But anyways, but I will say this. I mean, if that were the case, and he was my man,
yes,
then we would have to talk about how can we change and what area are they not pleased in. And I would work to perfect it because I am a pleaser. So I am pleased.
Ooh.
So if you're not pleased, then I'm not pleased. I mean, we both got to get it going. You know what I'm saying? So
what if I said I'd be a lot more pleased if you put $500 down every time we did it?
You just said you'd do whatever
you could to please me. Now all of a sudden I need to go
someplace else. I was talking about sexually. This is something that we have this question because I think that us, the insect people, have the most difficult time being authentic. A lot of people have a difficult time telling their mate if they're dissatisfied, but rather they try to change up emotion. I know you don't, but I mean, some, but a lot of people, you are trying to lie to
you before you come in the door, and that's where the failure is. You need to tell them ahead of time, not after they've done performed. Tell me ahead of time what you want, and I'm going to do what you want. That's the thing.
Sometimes some people are just not fit for each other. They're not meant for each other. They don't click energetically.
It's good when you're doing the little Jamaican bogle. You get a good workout in your thighs. Every time that song come on, I do that, the bogle. Like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I do that.
Alrighty then. So, listen, it's 10 before the hour, folks. We're going to be saying goodbye to the people on the J. King Network coming up in about another 5 minutes or so. Now, listen, coming up top of the hour, if you're on the J. King Network, it is the music business, the way I see it, with the one and only Light Skin, a.k.a. J. King. If you're hanging out with us, folks, tonight in the Listener Lounge, it's all about Club Nouveau. We're going to be jamming some Club Nouveau tonight. In the lounge.
He better stick around for that. He got to stick around for that.
Stop spreading those rumors around. Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Yes.
That's
my favorite.
Yes.
So we're going to have some fun tonight.
Yes. But I'm
about to fall for you.
It was 81 degrees today in Detroit.
Yeah, nice. That's nice.
Nobody cares. I'll put a line in there for Dr. Princess Odelia. Stop spreading those thighs.
He's a fool.
Oh, man. So that's coming up tonight. That's coming up tonight in the Listen Lounge. It is Club Nouveau. And, of course, we're going to be jamming. So you're hanging out with us.
I love it.
We're going to be doing it. All right. So anyway, the
one song that Jay was talking about one day on his show.
What are you saying?
That was the cold cut he had. He said he didn't know if he was gonna put it on his new album or not. It was cold blooded.
Which one? Which one was it? From the new album? The new album?
Yeah, you said you didn't know if you were going to put it on your new album or not because it was like more 80-ish, 80 or 90-ish, and everybody was like, no,
oh, man. You know what? The people,
that's
when
called,
I listen to it, when I
did what,
it,
what's the name of it?
How come they get to say it a whole bunch of times, and when I say it, hold on, stop.
Y'all are talking entirely too damn much. Let people say what they have to say, then y'all come in. Jesus Christ.
Who y'all? Who you say y'all for?
All y'all, you all y'all. Let people finish talking.
Not me.
I didn't know the name.
Oh, yeah, you're the worst one.
King. I didn't know the name of the cut, but it was cold-blooded. I was like, that was the night.
It's called Let's Have a Party. I did it back in 1998. I never released it on any album because I've been working on an album that we're going to put out now since 1996, 97. But I've written about 100-and-something songs, and that song, I always liked it. But I was going to put it on another record. But when I heard it with this album, it worked. So,
hey, man, it was nice. That was, I was like, wow, that is nice, man. That was on point.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny how it came in and out of style. If I would have released it 5 years ago, it's out of style. Here it is 5 years later, and now it's back in style.
Yeah.
So I think people will like the song. It's a good song.
You know that's how it goes. You know how it's going.
Yeah. So anyway, that's coming up, folks. Top of the hour. If you're hanging out with us.
Hey, Dark Skin, I gave you some music too. Dark Skin, I gave you some rough demos to listen to.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well,
you
did.
You should have sent them to me. I'd be down for the cold.
I have to go look. Okay, which one? I got to make sure you have the administrator. Oh, my goodness. Miss Elias, man. I should have known.
No,
you call Miss
Elias.
We're okay. I got some venues set up for Chicago and Indianapolis, man.
Oh, okay, cool. Right on.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so anyway, so we're talking about what would give you something bad? And so far, I don't even know what people say. I mean, so, okay, if someone told me that.
Yeah, let's
you would. Yeah, what would you say?
What would you say?
Once you heard it for the 18th time.
You know what?
Yeah.
I had about enough of you. Yeah. That is it. I'm going to hear that. I done had about enough of your ass for one evening. Get on that damn. I'm about the 18th.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
You talking about me like that. I take that personal. The 18th time.
Jay, when they say, you said I was the last girl said, you said this too.
What'd you say, Miss Elias?
Nothing,
what you say?
Nothing at all, brother.
Yeah, this is what I said to you, too.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Yeah. All right, anybody, who's next? Who else wants some? What's up? Tired of this mess. I'm tired of it. So anyway, as we bring all these people back, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what I would say. Listen, this is a community radio show. I'm going to tell the truth. When I was 20, I'm not going to lie to you. When I was 22 years old, this is no lie.
Yeah.
This girl told me. She said, hey. Mm-hmm. She said, you suck.
Hey. When you going to get started?
She said, are you a virgin? I'm like, no.
Oh, wow.
She said, you need some help.
I've always been versed in that part of my life.
Yeah, well,
We're not talking about weight.
She was. I said yes, Momo B. She was. She was 32, and I was 22.
I was
22, and she was 32.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You ain't never been with no damn 32-year-old when you
Anyway, yeah. So she told me, Ms. Delia, man, she said, if you want to hang out with me, dog, you got to step up your game. I saw that.
Of course you got to respond. That's of course. You ain't doing any amount of blocking the line.
Wow. Hey, look, man, let me tell you something. I was mad as hell, but I was sitting there thinking.
But that's good, though, because that means you had the older woman teach you when you were 22, so that
she's
means that the other women
teach,
later
she's
on.
She's you on game.
Yeah, and that means the other women probably did.
No, I wasn't doing that. That wasn't
I was 18, and Carolyn Sullins, her name was Carolyn Sullins. If you're out there, you know who you are. She was 36.
Because
I want her to know that I appreciate her. I didn't understand that. I was the first time I was like.
She doesn't want people to know that you were looking
for her.
Well,
now they know. Right now I'm 51. She's 69 now.
Oh, damn, that's a beautiful age.
She taught me the ways of the licky loop.
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Elias, check your inbox.
Oh, my God. We're going to say goodbye to the people on the J. King
that's
Network. So, you guys, God bless. We'll see you back here next Wednesday if you want to listen to this mess. But anyway, as we continue to go on here on this side of the fence. I started thinking.
Right.
I said,
I'm
what
saying,
do I need?
I'm saying,